was a Channel 1 right on a new reel, Buster's reel. Somebody else's, probably. This is Channel 1 right. This is a delightful short visit on Thursday, the 19th of December, 1968, when he bought the Chrysler back. He brought the Chrysler back. I caught him out there. Faye held him. And I was already had part of my uniform on. And we got out there. Now, we talked, and what I needed to do was get him to start that little tractor. Oh, it just got so it won't start. And I've meant to tell him that since then. I went by once or twice, and I didn't see him. Of course, it's Christmas. He's not in too much. He's got a little family work to do. And this ended with one of his little old, one of his stories. It's good talk. I'll make some comments after I tape it.
You boil all that old rust out of that radiator, for one thing, and the old cap on that thing was busted, and the old thermostat was stuck.
Yeah.
So put you on another thermostat, you put you on another cap with some more antifreeze in it, and boil that old radiator out. So it should be all right.
Just a little everything.
Just a little everything. And it'll probably never happen if you hadn't put that antifreeze in it. Antifreeze will do that sometimes.
Oh, really?
Is that right?
Yeah. It cuts that rust all loose.
Oh.
Sometimes starts radiators leaking. It started mine leaking the other day on that old Ford. Man, it busted that thing on top of it. Split two pieces in it that long. It's got a pressure in there, see, it gets hotter than usual.
Antifreeze.
Yeah. And that thing hadn't been giving no trouble. I put antifreeze in it, and Sunday night I noticed it had a split that long on the very top. I can get to it to solder it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna some solder today, and so my wife comes in with it that, and I'm gonna solder it.
Well,
you took the pressure off of it, but you can't. You got to have pressure on it. And on that now, the cap, did you notice that little rubber that was bad under there?
No.
Well, it was bad, too, on that cap. You've got to have pressure.
Yeah.
If you don't, your water don't circulate.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see.
Yeah, that makes it circulate, that pressure.
So you just lock...
You just look at everything at one time. That pretty well to me, down there.
Yeah. Well, now, what happened that time when you put in a... I forget what you did. I think you put in a pipe, a hose.
Get a hose.
And...
Top water hose.
Yeah.
It was busted.
And the same thing happened then. You apparently filled the radiator and the rest of it didn't fill. Don't you remember? It just about burned up the car.
Well, it did that time, but this time, it was full.
Oh, it was?
Uh-huh. Because last night when I got home with it there, yesterday afternoon rather, I pulled that top off right quick, looked at that thermostat, just let it open a little bit.
Oh.
It wasn't working right. The spring had got weak in it.
Yeah.
And, of course, it was still a worker probably a little bit, but your heater don't come on quick as it ought to.
Yeah.
The heater.
Yeah.
And usually every winter I would put me in a brand new one because then...
Oh, you do?
The heater comes on quicker. Oh, it still work all right, but... Your heater, you'd probably have to get clean to make it up before it ever gets your car warm.
Well, let me tell you, Buster, I got into this myself.
Well, I don't know. You might have been still in the same trouble.
Is that right?
You never tell. Usually, I let them run for a while and let that thing open up. And let all that water run back down in that bottom.
Yeah.
And then check it again.
Yeah.
See?
Well, I did.
In other words, I'd been in
one
of those. Put the loot running down here.
Look here.
Real good. You put that antifreeze, it'll make that thing start leaking.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, man.
All of it?
The whole radiator?
Any kind of antifreeze?
Yeah, any kind.
Alcohol, even?
Well, did you had alcohol, listen, didn't you?
No.
It smelled like it.
I had Z-Rex.
Well, that's kind of an alcohol.
You watch, that's hot.
Yeah, you can't ever tell. Well, she's cool. Yeah, got my old radiator on that Ford.
Yeah.
Let's see, a place right here and right here. Just split wide open.
Well, what'd you put in that? I'll put a little notice down there.
In here?
Uh-huh.
It's regular antifreeze. It's a green fluid. Was yours green or red?
I don't know.
I mean, yours is red. I don't know what's going to go a lot of last night. I could see it.
Got the can out there.
Well, mine was, it's regular antifreeze.
Yeah, I bet yours didn't cost as much as mine.
I don't know.
Oh, I paid high price for that. See, I got it at church station.
75 cents a quart?
How much that be? A gallon.
$3.
Yeah.
$3.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah. I don't. That was the hood he was slamming. He'd just taken off the radiator cap and looked in it. Now, we walked on back out from my three-car garage, and I brought up this Vista business. He had two or three cute things to say about it, had.
I don't know the details of it, but you...
Kind of I heard of, no? They were...
It wasn't anything like the Vista business.
No, nothing at all like that.
What was your comment on that? They were teaching the colored people how to dance?
Teaching them how to dance and play ball. That's something I was born doing, playing ball and dancing. Who needs to be taught to do that?
That's
That'd be like you coming out here teaching you how to farm.
It might be worse than that because they were born knowing how to farm.
Of course. Oh, it's just a thing to spend money. Just like we had a little fire department school here about a month ago, and I didn't even go. I always work till after dark. You take last night on your car, I was working till 7 o'clock. So I ain't got time to go home and dress and go to the old fire meeting. So they had that fire school meeting down there. Well, they had a hole in the ground. They had a fire down there and putting it out. Last night a house caught a fire and it was down there trying to fog it out. I told the old fire chief. They wanted me to be fire chief and I told them I didn't want it. I didn't have time to fool with it. I said, how are you going to fog out a house? You can't fog a house. I said, now if you're down the hole inside of a room now, I said, you can fog it out. And I said, that thing has gone too far gone anyway. I'm going to go down there. And I just let it burn. Just the surrounding area around the house just keep it from getting out in the woods. And that's all you could do. My roof falling in. We got there.
Oh, no, you know.
And they're down there putting water on it. The more water put on it, the higher the blaze got it. Just steaming it. Making it work. So that's what I say. A lot of times this teaching is just kind of a farce.
Yeah.
Like them Vista workers, they ain't got them a job. Of course, I don't blame them. I'd come in there and do that too if I had to make some money, you know. But why don't you teach them something else? Teach them how to write and read and arithmetic, how to make change, such as that, you know. And work on automobiles. They could even have a little school there of mechanics.
Right. Now that would help.
That would help. Right, help them to give them some kind of
I'll make the old cars run.
Yeah, but I mean some kind of a skill.
Yeah.
Teach them a skill.
Yeah.
Vocation.
Yeah. Well, vocational school, that's what I say the Vista Record ought to have, vocational.
Yeah.
Teach them girls how to sew.
That's right.
But Eddie was down there teaching them how to dance.
Yeah.
A rotten nigga knows more about dancing in 1 minute than I know in 40 years.
And what does that do?
That don't do nothing to just wear out your shoe. Shoe sole is all I know it does.
Well, what? Mr. Morgan's not in on this fire department.
Yeah. Yeah, he's helping us with it.
Well, what is he?
He's the mayor, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, he's helping us out.
Well, he got good judgment.
He has. Got good judgment.
Well, how'd he get roped in on that smothering the fire?
You mean, at the schoolhouse? Well, like I say, they had a kind of a little old mock fire down there, you know. Had that hole in the ground. And then they had that little building set up where they could fog it out. And we ain't got no fogger. It's just a makeshift. They brought one out of Ocala down there that would really do the work.
Oh.
We just got a makeshift down there for the time being. We're going to get one, though.
Yeah. Oh, you mean there is such a thing?
Yeah. That thing put out such a fog that it smothers the fire. But you know, the Navy has perfected a water now, a chemical that you can put in that water, they call it cold water. That'll have a tendency to put a fire out quick. But that thing got pretty good, though.
Or else it'll be, he needs money for Christmas.
Yeah.
It would come in handy.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. I put you on $1 worth of gas, too. I thought that gauge was down. I said that running, but after I started back here, the thing run up at a half full. So I was fooled.
Yeah.
But I figured I might run out.
Well, I am, too.
And that's what I put in $1. Let's see.
Why don't you fill it while you're at it?
Well, my money's running low.
You pay for it?
Yeah, exactly. Let me see. So that thermostat and the cap, make it $8 for the whole thing.
It don't include all my trouble the other day. When I was coming down on the floor and didn't know it. And I was out here messing with that and just cussing and everything went wrong and I was kicking.
Well,
you know,
what you're supposed to do is lay down on your back and stick your feet straight up in the air and kick. Yeah, if you're just going around and kicking things, that ain't doing no good. Lay down on your back and kick it from the air, you know, like a baby. I need to press you off your
brain. Yeah, right, Buster Checker. Give him the money, whatever you got to say.
Well, you know, things at times, by George, everything goes wrong, don't it? It doesn't matter.
You have that experience?
Sure, man. What you talking about? Yesterday, I didn't get nothing done. I had a cross in the mail down. I told that man, I said, I'm going to go back down tomorrow and get that car finished up. I said, I ain't finished it up. I said, everything went back with the day.
And they hold that against you. Think you just showing off.
Think you goofing off?
Playing goofing off.
They think so. Everything I done went wrong.
Yeah. What you trying to do, Trey?
Well, he said the thing goes down the road of pulling back and the jumping and the skipping, you know. And I said, well, it needs points and clothes and such as that, you know. Well, yesterday afternoon I put all that stuff in, come to find out the old carburetor was full of trash.
Oh.
See? You just can't always just pinpoint trouble.
Yeah.
If you did, you'd be a genius.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be in the garage business. I'd be in the Pentagon.
It'd be with you.
Hey, I'd be in the Pentagon in Washington, not down a little garage and making open.
First, I had...
My life, I do find the trouble pretty quick.
Yeah.
I went through two different schools in there. Army and troubleshooting.
Oh, you know, I never heard you talk about that.
Yeah, I went through several. Went through a motor maintenance school in Texas.
Oh, really?
And then in New York, there I went to troubleshooting school. Yeah, I've been to several schools and things.
Just locating trouble.
Then, yeah. Then I went to a medical school in the service.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I can name just about any bone in the body. Yeah, I went through medical training. I was in a medical battalion there for a long time. Then after I took all that training, then turned around, sent me to another school and put me in the motor pool. Now, isn't that something?
Yeah.
All that just wasted.
Just wasted.
Just wasted. All that, of course, it did be good.
I'd love a lot of things fell out of knowing.
I know.
But I don't know. I know for sure.
You know, not very long ago, my wife come back. She took a course in nursing. And it was the same course I took in the service, you know. And she's over there one day, you know, and trying to name off the bones of the body, and I said, I can name as good as you can. So I tell her, she said, well, where's the patella at? I said, that's your kneecap. She says, where's the tibula? I said, well, the tibula and the fibula down here, that's two bones that separate from your kneecap down to your ankle. They call your fingers and your toes phalanges.
Yeah.
You've heard all that.
I've heard it, but I don't know it.
Yeah.
Just heard
it. And that bone, that's a femur. I used to know quite a bit of that stuff. And,
Well, you figure those motor schools in the Army helped you?
Very little. Very little. I always knew what I was doing, because I'd been raised up in a garage.
Yeah.
It helped some. Yeah, I'd raised up in a garage. But you know, it's different altogether now from what it was nearby. Come up. Well, you take that car right there, in that heating system and water system, and that, why, there wasn't nothing like in that truck, you know?
Yeah.
You take an old Model A or that Plymouth you got out of there, they didn't have no pressure systems on those things.
Yeah.
And now,
yeah,
they made these radiators smaller. Consequently, they had to put a pressure system on them so it'll circulate faster.
Oh.
That's the reason they did that.
Oh.
Then they can make a smaller radiator.
Yeah.
But if the radiator ain't real good, it'll bust it wide open, too, that pressure will. Man, he gets up heck of a pressure. That thing will jump that high if I take that cap off there. Man, you ought to see him on 75 out there.
But now, you see, Buster, I didn't know this, what you talked about.
About that pressure?
I knew there was pressure, but I didn't realize there was any such pressure.
Well, now, son, that thing right there hadn't got half pressure. Yours had.
It pumped.
It already busted. You had so much pressure up, it already busted that cap the other day.
Oh.
It did. It busted that old cap. But you got it hot, you know?
Yeah.
Busted that rubber in there.
Oh.
Well, you can't replace that rubber in there.
Oh.
In that pressure cap. Some of them's got 4 pounds.
Yeah.
You take a small car like a little old Falcon, you can have 4 pounds. If you got an air conditioner on there, you got to have 13, 14 to 17.
Oh,
see?
Really?
Thank you,
ma'am. But some cars got to have more than others. Now, that car right there, has it got air on it? Mobile?
Yeah.
You have? Well, you got about a 17-pound pressure cap on there, I bet you. And if you get that thing red hot out on the road on a trip, you stop and you take that cap off, that thing will burn you all over.
Yeah.
Man, you got to get careful. After 75, well, man, Atkins got him a long stick that he goes out there and takes them off real slow, let that pressure off.
Oh. You're not supposed to take that off.
Right away.
until it goes down.
That's right. I got one car, got a little lever on it. And you can pick that lever up. You pick that lever up, it lets your pressure off.
Oh,
yeah.
So it's made to release a little pressure.
Made to release it. That's right.
Yeah. And then it won't spew out on them, on you?
That's right. It'll all go out the overflow pipe.
Yeah.
It's got that little gadget on it.
Yeah.
I wish they'd make them all that way.
Yeah, I imagine.
Of course, some of these cars don't have as much pressure as others. But there's a doctor lived down in the front of the school out named Bolino. You ever hear him? He was a doctor at the Bennett Hospital and the medical center. He had a Pontiac, and all the devil that thing didn't. We took that thing off every one day, and that thing started spewing. I bet you he lost a quarter antifreeze out there.
Yeah.
That thing must have lost a half a gallon. He said, I never take that thing off. I said, well, I only take a need in the water. He said, that thing sure gets the pressure on. I said, it sure does.
Well, now what are they going to do in the service stations when you go in to get gasoline? They'll take that cap off.
They take that off. They gas it up first. And walk right the windshield off and go around there and land.
Oh, I see.
But like I said, with my acting, he got a long stick. And it's got two screws sticking in it. And that thing is made just right to catch that cap, and he'll stand way off from it.
Who's that?
With my Adkins.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Same one run that and make an open. He runs when I hit 75.
Yeah.
And he just screws that thing off real slow, and all that pressure, it'll come out from under.
Yeah. Does he still own that one at Mickanopin?
He runs it. I think Thomas saw something owns it.
Oh, but he runs it.
Yeah. But man, them things get up a heck of a pressure. It just builds up in there. Well, you better cost it long enough. It'll go off at a while, you know.
Yeah. How long will it take? 10 minutes?
Take about 8 to 10 minutes.
That's good, huh?
To cool off, and then that pressure will
take most of the pressure off. That engine hold, that's metal. Solid motor, the metal, it ought to hold it up.
Yes.
Temperature.
Hey, what kind of car is that? That's a 300. One man told me he had some springs, but they were off of a Newport. Well, a Newport's a darn station wagon. This here's a Windsor, I believe, isn't it?
That's not no idea.
It's a class of 300. I thought it was a 300. Except not as low as it was before, does it?
No. No.
It's like it's come up a little bit, don't it?
Yeah, it come up a little bit. You know, I'd had been hauling in it.
I was going to let that driver put some on the old truck he's got. The little old coil spring about that high. And you haven't welded on there.
Oh.
Pick that jacket up and weld them things under there where they'd be just right.
Hmm.
You want to put them big springs under then. I'll find out about that for you.
That'd be like something. Who's Frank Weaver?
He works for that R&H. Parts company, ain't
Oh.
And I bet you it worked.
All right. Appreciate it.
Oh, the old South cats. Hanging around a little town, you know, down in the rural section, talking to each other. One old South cat said, you know, says, I think I want me two little kittens for Christmas. Dutton says, I want me three. So they stood there a while. That's why the other two said, well, what do you want? Say, you ain't said nothing. She said, I think I want four South cats. I said, I want my four little kittens for Christmas present. That old South cat said. By that time, old Tom Cat come walking around the building, you know, singing, here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus.
So he got in his wrecker and off he went, and that was a delightful visit. A delightful, short visit. As fresh as it could be. I just don't understand how it can be so fresh. This is another long Buster tape. This is a long one. Made back Wednesday, the 27th of November, 1968. Way back Wednesday, the 27th of November, 1968. I remember I'd had a fine talk with Buster, and I didn't have my tape. And this was an effort to get him to say some of the same things again. It never works. Anyhow, I pulled up and was sitting in the car, and it's late, almost dark. And I was waiting for him to get free. And I just noticed, I got intrigued. The first thing that happened, some colored fellas came up in the car and wanted to change. They had a flat tire and wanted to change a spare. And they didn't have a tire tool. And they had to wait for Buster to come to get a tire tool. And then it was stove on and he couldn't get the lugs out. He finally did, but he worked on it the longest time. He got nothing at all out of it. Then this next incident of a boy in a sport car, two boys, and it had a shift. He couldn't push it unless he got it up. He couldn't get it out of gear. The gear was, spring was off the gear, and he couldn't put it in gear. And Buster proposed to put him in second and push it up to where it had run, and the boy never could understand it. And then one of Hilton fella came by, and they had a beer and talked big. Right out under Buster's roof tree, you might call it. Oh, just waiting to go home, and should have gone on home, I guess.
Nothing right now. He might have something by the next week.
Is that why you have to do a lot of time to sweat him out?
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You don't get everything you want any time you want at all.
The best thing, not needed too bad.
Not needed too bad for anything, that's right. Sometimes they got plenty of everything. Sometimes they haven't. He says they don't get
a lot of price. Okay. Looks like they wreck them anyhow.
Yeah. Well, I guess... Well, take half hour to get there.
Where are you going?
I don't know. Anyway, you go, take half an hour.
Going down to Shoe Square?
Mm-hmm. Not about anything. Out of the way of that. Yeah, I hunt them. Well, like I say, it take half an hour to ever get there.
I didn't know you hunting.
Oh, yeah.
What did you shoot?
What kind of gun?
Uh-huh.
I got an old double barrel 12, and I got a double barrel 20. Double 20.
Kind of good enough,
huh? Heck yeah, kill all the squirrels on the kill. Old 12, good. I could shoot ducks with it.
Yeah.
Finally.
I need a shotgun. I'm getting so I can't hit anything, that little rifle. I just pepper all around it.
Well, get your shotgun if you can't hit that rifle.
Yeah.
I start getting in love.
Did you shoot squirrels with a rifle?
Yeah.
See, a lot of people can.
Okay.
My brother can take a rifle and go out there and shoot him right through the head. Boy, he's the best shot in the country.
Yeah.
He is, man. I'm telling you. He take a shotgun and go out here and heck, ain't nothing. Bring back 15, 20 squirrels. I can't do it. He can, though. But I'm a pretty good shot. I'm getting that way here lately. Those fire shells I've been buying. Well, I'm telling you.
You know, they tell me these fellas with these airboats go out and get these frogs.
Oh, yeah.
And sell them at a good price.
Man, frog legs ain't nothing better. Ain't nothing better than frog legs.
Well, why don't you do that instead of just shooting squirrels?
Well, can do it. There ain't too many frogs left around now. I've been to kill them. I killed so many of them here lately.
You reckon they're cutting down on them? They're getting too many of them?
Frogs shot so many of them until they've thinned them out. I mean, gigs so many
of them. I don't see the frog ain't got much protection when they're out there.
No, they? No, they haven't.
Put the light on, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, they ain't got no protection. Just dive down all that water.
This boy over here, you talked about him, and I'm just beginning to, I just recognize who he is. This boy that wails for you every night there.
Swenson?
Gigger.
Eugene?
Gigger.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Geiger?
Geiger.
Mm-hmm.
Is he pretty good?
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't.
Well, can you ever catch him when you want him?
Very seldom, so lately.
Is this the guy I gave you last night?
He catches frogs.
He used to. I hardly ever see him go out anymore.
You can
you want to use my wrench, Moe?
Yeah.
That I don't catch inside, didn't I? Yep.
You can take.
Our boy's got one right there just where you turn off one of your plates, huh? See him?
Would he spray my house?
Maybe he would.
Okay.
Just bring it out. Yeah, I'm so
curious.
Who is he?
Hannah. Oh, yes, I know
who he is. Look
at his house, knock on the door. He got the money? Yeah. I mean, he likes to make
that little extra money? Yeah. Everybody likes to do that.
What do
you do? I don't know what he's doing.
Make a living, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Got that big trailer over there.
Got a trailer, a new car, and an airboat, so you know you got to make some money.
Payroll
somewhere. A wife and a new baby. So he ain't doing bad. He ain't shooting blanks. There's evidence right there that he's not shooting blanks.
Yes, you can say that.
bullshit. That damn good time. Somebody down there fucking with me now. And I ain't coming. You damn those sports cars, I won't mess with them shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Really? You don't like fooling?
Heck no. Everything on them?
Howdy. Don't have a spring like this, do you? Clutch spring?
No, I don't. Hey, that man up in that garage might can weld that back on this place.
Yeah, that's just what we got through
that's
discussing.
That's the only thing you did.
He doesn't think it'll hold it.
Who's blazing it at night?
All I want to do is get it 5 miles.
Yeah. That'd be the only thing I know to do is to braze it and try it.
He says it's hard steel.
It is.
Just a waste of time.
It is. Well, now to try to electric weld it, it would be. I'd say. I don't know. Look out. That goes on your clutch?
Yeah, it's just a clutch spring, you know.
How far you got to go?
It's 5 miles. It's to Gainesville. I don't know.
You got to almost have that thing working before you can drive it, hadn't you?
Well, unless I can keep it and probably get it in second gear. If I could get somebody to push me, you know, by hand.
I think to say, if you can get it in high second, you can shoot that thing into high if you be careful.
Yeah. If I can get it started in second gear, I'd be
get
all
it on
right.
Second, get up to about 20 miles an hour, and let up on your gas easy, that thing will slide right out of second. And then feel it a little bit, that's why it'll go right into high.
Yeah, if I can just get it started in second, I'll be happy.
Yeah.
I couldn't talk you into giving me I don't want to push it with a car.
No.
Because the bumper's too long.
I know it. It's not doing it.
And
yeah,
if you go over the top.
I'll give you a push.
Can you, if I could talk you and the help of us down there.
Yeah, the two of you then?
Yeah, the two of us.
Yeah, I'll give you a push where you can get it going.
Yeah.
Push it down this hill here, and it'll catch.
Yeah, I think so.
Like I say, though, that spring, it'd be just wasting your time, I believe, too.
Yeah, I think so,
too.
Hard. It's just a thought.
Nobody get that.
They'll have to.
You have to start off neutral, according to that. And you can't.
See, it's time to shift. I can't even get it out of second now.
You need somebody to push it
when
you
can get it. Well, come on. You can't push that thing in the car, can you? Yeah, I've got no car. I'll be there and bump the car. It's fine. I got no little rambles. I'll be there and get.
I don't know. Well, we can. You want to see how the bumpers match up?
Yeah.
If you go over me, I don't have any bumper guards or anything on
me. No, I don't. That thing is hard to jerk in the gear, isn't
it? Yeah, I can't get it out a second now.
You couldn't even get the gears to grind.
I can't get it out a second now. Once it's in, you know, you're without a clutch.
All you gotta do is rock it and come out of it.
Well, yeah, sure, it'll come out.
It looks like the only
rocket is coming out.
All I can think of is that
when you hit a 441, you better turn to your right instead of to your left. Go up the road. Then you won't have to stop.
Go up what road?
To your right, 441.
Well, I'm going for Gainesville.
I know, that's what I just got through telling you. You can't turn to your left, because if traffic's coming, you're going to have to stop. Then you're going to be stuck again, see what I mean?
Yeah.
If you turn to your right, you can go up the road that little way, and then when you see you've got a chance, you can turn back to your left on that median.
Yeah.
And cut across the road.
Okay.
That'd be the only way to work it. Then you go over and over call and see.
Yeah.
All I got to do is move over this way about 3 inches. You know?
If you moved over this way, you're not going to be able to bring it in because there's contact all the time between this tip here and this. Right?
Yeah.
If you go the other way, there's contact between this and this.
You ain't going to go over either way you go.
Yeah.
You can't. You couldn't go over either way you take it, you know? I wouldn't mind.
What are you worried about? Are you worried about... tell me, what are you worried
well,
about?
Well, if it bounces, there's not that much, you know, it's
going
to be a
well, mine's not
lot
going,
of bending in there.
Mine's not going over, that's for sure. If it goes under, it ain't going to hurt a thing. You know? Because it's going to still hit this thing right here, the way it looks.
What you're worried about, are you worried about the bouncing? If this...
Sure, if
a few
he,
inches of...
yeah,
slack?
If he gets inside there,
Well, let me ask you one thing.
You
how
can't get
how
inside,
can you possibly
though,
get inside?
You can't get inside.
Tell
here.
Me that.
It's not possible.
No, yeah, I know. It's,
I can crack one in 5 feet if it's in good shape in low gear.
Oh, in low gear, yeah, but not in high
in
gear.
In second gear. I'm talking about in second gear, it ought to crank
By the time you get to that
20
hole,
feet. 20 feet. You ought to crank 20 feet time you turn that switch.
It ought to go in long before we get to that pole.
Listen, it'll crank 10 feet if you turn that switch on.
Okay, let's just try it straight, all right? Just go straight.
Yeah, just go straight ahead. It ought to crank 10 feet.
They don't understand
that
if you tell them
4 or 5 times,
do they?
Yeah, he did just exactly what I told him not to.
Did he?
Yeah, I thought he would.
Turn left of town?
Yeah, and there's a car coming. He went right on ahead of it. And I figured it would be a car. You know, odds is always against you.
This time of day.
Odds is always against you in anything you start at. And I told him if he turned to the right, if a car was coming, it wouldn't make no difference. He could get on the side of the road and not be on the highway. He could get along on the edge,
on the shoulder,
run along there until the car's all gone by him. Then you swing to the left, hit one of them medians, turn back to your left, and you'd be clear. But know that the car coming just about followed me that pecan tree up there. You know, during the feeding swing right out in front of him? Anyway. And, I would have took that chance.
So, we'll be ready to go with me and get that thing in the morning about 9 or 9:30?
Yeah.
I know you ain't gonna be open tomorrow.
No, but I'll go way down to get that car.
You'll be here, or you want me to come to the house and get you what?
Just come out of the house and holler.
All right.
I'll be there. Wait a minute, I'm going hunting in the morning.
Well,
see about 10.
About 10?
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, I'm invited out to dinner, but that'll give us plenty of time, you see.
Well, I'm invited out too. My wife invited me to dinner.
Oh, it won't take about 30 minutes.
My wife invited me to dinner.
Ah.
Isn't that nice of her?
That's nice.
Yeah. She won't let me eat with them on Christmas and Thanksgiving and holidays and such as that, you know. But she invited me out, and I'm so thrilled.
Yeah, that's nice to get to
dinner. Well, with the family, huh?
You gonna pay for it for me, or you got to pay for it?
Well, I think I'm gonna have to pay for it. The man always ends up short and stick. Hey, make it about 9:30. If you see my car here, you know I'm here. Okay?
Which one is it?
Old piece of ass rambler.
Old damn.
Thing about station
wagon.
Pieces. And it's smoking.
Old station wagon?
Man, that thing's gone.
Hey, you old station wagon?
Mm-hmm.
If you ain't here, I know you're going hunting. Is that right?
All right, but I'll be here. I'll be back by then.
Waiting around busting you off.
All right. Okay.
Good. Now, he couldn't figure out that bumper.
He didn't have sense not to figure out nothing. How in the world could that bumper get in the middle? It couldn't. If it slid one way or the other, it couldn't. I'd ask him, I said, how could it possibly get in there? It couldn't.
Well, now, the other boy saw it before he did.
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe he ever saw it.
Well, that boy's daddy must have a lot of money. He sent him up there to the university to get rid of him, but he damn sure ain't learning nothing, is he?
Yeah. Now, can you...
Come on!
No,
come on!
See you tomorrow, next day.
Hi, Dan Jackson. I don't know. I've been working hard for the last 20 minutes, and I ain't joking.
20?
Trying to explain for 30 minutes. I mean, trying to explain. You know how I ran on that nut over trying to get off that car? Fella rounded all the nuts off an old Chevrolet with an old sorry wrench. Now I take a Chevrolet and cut that thing off. That wasn't near as hard to work as I was out there trying to explain to a man how to push a car while ago, was it?
Yeah.
Wasn't that the most complicated thing you ever seen in your life? That man couldn't get through his old thick head to save his life, that boy couldn't. I just kept on telling him, I said, that bump can't get up under them. I said, it can't get in the middle. He said, yes, it can. People get in the middle. He says, I'm ruined.
Yeah.
I said, how's it going to get in the middle? He couldn't understand it, could he?
I wish you could see that, you know.
That's
I never would have thought
of
that.
Be able to
see it. I could see it after you all...
Talked about it, yeah. Well,
it
wasn't no possible chance of that thing getting in there, but he was all shook up and... You're driving, of course, that's an expensive car, that little car that is, you know.
Hello there, Bill.
Chevrolet, one of the sport models, you know. But
now, can you do that? Now, you see, your car was sitting over here, and you could put, you could tell, estimate it in your mind.
Well, I knew what kind of bumper I had on this old car.
Yeah.
Like I told you.
Well, you wouldn't necessarily know what sort of bumper you had on that old car.
And I'll tell you something else you should have done. Before I ever started off, you ought to say, well, here's a buck. If it's $1.50, $2, whatever you want to give me. Because I know there ain't going to be no stopping that when you get started, see?
Yeah.
But people don't think about it when they do this.
They don't seem to want to think about it.
They don't want to think about it.
I don't feel the need anymore.
I ain't never had one fella stop by yet, just one. He stopped by and told me to tell me that he appreciated me pushing him off, and he was just fixing to go to the hospital to die, and he wanted to get off the damn conscience. That's the only fella ever saw.
Same, but
it
looks like birds here.
Yeah. It just got on us. It's been sitting there.
Yeah.
But anyway, he just stopped by to eat up his conscience. He said, I know I'm going to kick the bucket. Doc's going to put me going up there and get me hospital bed. I'm going to kick the bucket. If I got anything I want to say about the feds, I thought I'd come by and tell you, sorry I didn't pay you for a lift.
Well, you know, some people never been to the hospital. They figure if they go, they're going to die.
I know. Well, that's what he thought, too.
Yeah.
Look here. I heard on that sir long ago.
Did?
Miller was dead.
That's what VJ told me today. And you know, I wasn't no, that woman's in good health. You don't ever know when you're going
to
kick the bucket, do you?
It looked to me like that Inez was in mighty good health.
That woman was in good health.
I don't know.
When did her long girls?
The oldest one.
Oldest one?
Oldest girl.
Inez? Well, she was getting along good. I don't know what happened. Whether she had a stroke, a heart attack, or what?
Question that.
Gave them. They got on ninth row. I called it skid row. And surprised me. I couldn't understand it.
And him still in the hospital, ain't
he? I think he is. Well, that family sure has had a hard time with death.
Yeah, hit from hard.
Even that little old youngest girl died, Pink.
She's
the youngest one to hold.
She's the first one to die, except Natalie, the mother.
Yeah, mother, then Pink, then
Charlie,
then the old man,
and then
Inez. Well, hey, that's five right there. And old Jim's been about dead. He's had two, three strokes.
He's had them.
And had another last week.
Yeah.
Today is, I believe it was, I think
he must be pretty hardy.
He must be.
He must be.
He done that to us, really. He comes out of them, don't he?
Yeah. Well, Buster, would you indulge in a beer if I went and got a phone?
I just didn't do that. Let me buy him.
No,
yeah.
I got the buy.
Yeah.
What's Jack doing now, Buster?
He'd be on the house, him and that fella. He got out of the car there just now. They build a house.
They build a whole shebang?
I think so. Where you tell them?
For the boy?
You had it out of Gainesville.
Oh.
They said they're building the whole house. I don't know whether they are or not. I doubt it. He had it hardly ever does that. He's going to put the whole crew on the house.
Yeah.
But that's what he said now. Whether that's what's going on or not, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, now, time he gets through that, he'll be ready to do something else.
Yeah, that's right. Well, maybe before he gets through. Can you tell about old Jack?
You mean he won't necessarily stay with it?
He won't stay with nothing too long.
I mean, before he might knock off before they finish.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be a little better if he stayed with it till it finished with
it. Yeah. Sometimes he does. Sometimes he don't. Yeah, if he stayed with it till it finishes, it'd help his getting another job.
Yeah.
Because they could recommend him.
Yeah.
Like it is. Well, of course, he don't care how they recommend him or not. He can get on some of them.
Well, when times is flush, you know, it's easy, but times...
Well, I'll tell you, now, he's a good worker. He don't mind. He ain't scared of work.
As long as he's working.
Most guys are scared of work, but he isn't. And that helps a whole lot, you know it?
Mm-hmm.
And getting out there and working. And he'll do it.
Yeah.
He's not afraid.
There's a whole lot of silver. Yeah, silver. Now, he's one of the nicest fellows I ever saw.
He is?
But when he makes a move, he don't necessarily do anything.
No.
When he's working.
I bet he don't. I just haven't known him that way. I don't know.
I've worked with him a little bit.
And I'll tell you something else. He's a good guy. I like him, but he talks kind of like that guy out there a while ago. Don't he?
Yeah.
He's talking and talking, but he ain't saying nothing.
Yeah.
Kind of like Mac Weaver down there, talking, and ain't saying a damn thing.
You don't quite see that.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of backward, I imagine, with some of the thinking, don't you? A little bit, delinquent.
Well, you know that
word.
Yeah.
Just taking a long time to ever comprehend it.
Yeah.
Or just telling him, and the way you want it done, it takes a while to explain it to him, you know?
Once he catches on, I bet you he'd take more pains than most of them.
He does. They tell me he does excellent work. Well, I mean, he takes pains with it, and turns out good work. It'll be just different from what's wrong, you know what I mean? He'll think one thing's wrong, it'll probably be something different all the time.
Yeah.
But I mean, he don't know how to express himself, you know, too well. Of course, there's a lot of people like that in this world. Plenty of them. And a lot of people like that. Like, now, he knows everything. I don't give a shit what you're talking about. He knows all about it. Yet, try to get him to do it, he can't do shit. You know?
Mac?
Huh? But he can tell you how to do it.
You mean Mac Weaver?
Mm-hmm.
Not Buck.
No, Mac.
Mac.
You get talking to him, and he just knows everything, knows all about it, and shit. Get out there and try to do it, you don't know nothing.
Yeah.
That's what I say. It takes all kind of people to make the world.
He just talks well.
Just talks well. Rufus don't talk well, but he does well.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's just a difference in them two people.
See what I mean?
Well,
I
might do so.
Because I keep drinking them both.
I'll be out. Well, I'll be out. I don't care. Don't worry. I can do with it, do without. I drink one once in a while. I'll get the fresh kidneys out.
Yes, I need good stuff. You still don't know where you're going. You're just going to get out and find a place.
What's that? To hunt?
Yeah.
Just going to hunt a place to hunt.
You just get going and see where you wind up. Huh?
That's right. You don't ever know.
That's how I was going to take you out.
Buck said y'all were building a house up there in Virginia.
Well, we built in three.
Melrose.
The present. One in Melrose.
Oh.
We'll take all three crews Friday morning.
Oh.
Friday morning and go to Melrose.
Yeah.
We'll set all the walls Friday and Saturday.
Oh.
And then Monday we'll go back and dig this other foundation over there. There's five of us in the three crews. And so we'll go back and dig the foundations over there. And if we can get the car and get the permits and everything, by then we'll pour two of them in four. And Black and I'll go over there and put up trusses over on the lake while they're pouring that. And when they get through pouring...
Gentlemen.
Hey, Mac.
Hi, McRae.
When they get through pouring over there, well, then they'll come on over and help us. Deck it in, dry it in. So then when we get it dried in over there, then we'll come back. By that time, then they'll be ready to set their walls, see.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll dive in there, and then we'll set their walls, interior and exterior. So then, as soon as we get the wall set, why, we turn right around and deck it then and dry it in. So that we have something to work on. And if it rains anytime in between now and then, why, we got a 7-Eleven over there we're working on. So we all move into the 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
We don't miss no time.
Yeah.
They guarantee you 40 hours a week. That's the reason we work on Saturday.
Yeah.
You're working Saturday?
Yeah. We worked last Saturday.
Yeah.
Still working in Gainesville, Jack?
Been in Gainesville the last 2 days. Not the last 2 days. I worked Monday morning until 11 o'clock over at Mel over there on Lake Geneva.
Well, look, Jack, now this job won't last forever, will it?
What's that?
This job
you're
on now.
They'll have a contract.
Well, I'll go. Boss man. Told us yesterday morning that boss called him on the radio and says, Carl, go see about that job. And Carl said, I don't want to go see about that job. He says, I got more than I can do now in 2 years' time. He says, you know that. He says, put somebody else on that. He says,
yeah.
If I don't get another job, I got over 2 years' work right now staring me in the face.
Well, you don't want it to last too long, do you?
Yes, sir. Right on. Come on.
I don't know. I don't want to work.
I tell him yesterday that you have the privilege of being able to change from one job to another, and you don't have to get stale. Like
right.
I do working here all the time. It's just one thing all the time, all my life, that you'll be a mechanic in 2 or 3 weeks, and you'll be a carpenter 2 or 3 weeks, and you're on terrazzo 2 or 3 weeks, and that's why you kind of enjoy it. Working. That's what he was just saying yesterday.
You see, the man bought him a truck today. File crew. Well, I'm the only damn scoundrel in the crew that's got chauffeur's license.
You got it. You'll have me then, Jack.
So when his material to be hauled on any damn job, anything like that, they come pick me up, carry me up to where the truck's at, up to the office. Said, Jack, get it. Go get me whatever I need, see?
Yeah?
You don't have to work, Jack. You just have to drive a truck there.
Well, I don't.
Well,
I drive as many nails as any damn cotton on that job. Yeah. I saw as many damn things except studs. Except studs as anybody.
Huh? Look out, Buster. Look out. What's behind you?
Black, he's the layout man.
Who is that? I don't see nobody.
Black's the layout man.
Well,
and he does all that cut.
Yes,
but I do the nailing.
I can see Henry. I don't see nobody.
Setting them up. And all that.
Damn, but I tell you.
Getting things ready to set them up.
That's
all. Yeah, me and him are. Built for them. Put the wire down the bit between them. Monday morning, old man. I'm in the town then. Carl says, don't fart that, Black says, I got a loading lumber coming for you, so we got to lay out three houses. It's back over there in the ditch. Oh, dear. Damn fella backed up then before he get the load money loaded. Damn, we didn't have it cut up. And then we had to sharpen my stakes, of course, you know. That takes some time, but hell, by lunchtime, well, hell, we had enough to stake out three damn houses. Batting bowls and everything. That afternoon we laid out one. And, had, got this stuff on Carl's truck. So Carl told me to take the truck going up and put it off the other two places. So I did.
But it sounds to me like they work fast. They hurry. Do you think they hurry?
At times they do.
At times you don't.
Well, now, like when you're hauling, you know, you just can't go ahead and take your time hauling and all like that. You get in a hurry, so you'll be pushing on it all the time.
You got to, if you get behind with any part of the work, it makes it harder on you if you can't keep the work up.
No.
Keep up.
In other words, when you've got a contract, they give us 13 weeks to that.
Oh.
13 weeks.
13 weeks from the day you pour that foundation. Walk away.
Then they may have you working on a lot of other buildings too.
That's what I'm just telling them. There's five of us. There's three crews. Me and Black. Ralph and his boy. Moved that horse on. And Carl, he's the superintendent, and his boy. When you pick it up, the superintendent, he's one. Now he gets to help us, you know what I mean? He gets to help us. But now, buddy, he knows that you don't have to go back and look for no group man. You can ask him anything about it. So Carl, I'm so much Jack to be whatever it is. But he don't have to go back and scratch his ass and head and wonder about what it is. And he knows that's just how much he knows.
Yeah.
But he just his boys help us. Because he ain't there all the time. So he got to be moving, you know what I mean? And
he don't get you screwed up.
No, sir, that boy, when he tells you something, you don't have to doubt it. Go call Andrew, you know him. Hmm?
He knows what he's talking about, eh?
Huh?
He knows what he's talking about, eh?
Jackie, what you rather do, carpenter or working terrazzo?
I don't want to work
terrazzo. I don't like that. Anything got cement or mud in it, I don't want it. I like to do the work, but I can't take it. I have a large pour and it stops mine up, and I go to aching and hurting from it.
Hmm.
And you make more money at it than you can carpenter.
Damn, or, that's so.
They're a whole lot more figuring to carpenter than they are any of the other parts of the world.
Looks like terrazzo would be fairly simple. You wouldn't have.
No, you got to have art to it. Some people can't do it. You got to be able to use that trowel rod. And all
you don't
use
a trowel with terrazzo that much.
Yeah.
Just up on your edge, when you pull it down, there, you put it on the trowel. But that down, quite a little bit of trowel work that is. You can take the school kid and stick it over there and make him do it.
Yeah. Well, what are you doing? What does it consist of most of this trowel? You got to shine it up.
Well, that's your grinding does that, your polishing does that.
Yeah.
But the main important part of it is you're going to have roller.
The roller?
Yes, sir. That's what makes you too happy.
Yeah.
As little as you realize it, that's what makes you too happy.
How big is the roller?
So
Some of them weigh 400 and some of them weigh 150.
Yeah.
And you take a man that don't know how to pull it or push it, he can fuck up a deck quick.
Yeah.
But that's your critical part, that rolling.
Because anybody can sprinkle chips. After you ever seen somebody sprinkle one down in the tail end of the you don't show the people what color you're going to make it. What makes your rock you're going to have in it. Well, you just keep putting the color there until you get it the color you want. And then when you get it the color you want, then you start rolling. You roll that song down, you roll smooth.
Jack, let me ask you one thing.
Yeah.
Whenever you mix your cement on a travel,
yeah.
Do they put cement down first and then put the little old rocks in there, or do they mix it all at one time?
No, sir.
You put your rocks in there on top after you cement put them.
Yeah.
I figured it'd be a whole lot easier that way. Then you don't lose so many rocks.
That's the way you can gauge your color and keep your color, Buster Cole. That's what it is.
That's what I was thinking. Put your cement down first, say, so many feet. Then put your rocks on top of it and push them down in there.
You have your white. You have your white in there when you mix your cement. Your white rock, you know.
Yeah.
You have some white rock in there.
Uh-huh.
And that's where you get your white, your base of white.
Yeah.
That's a white rock.
Yeah. That's in your base.
Yeah.
That's where you pour.
But your colored rocks,
and then you
put them on top, don't you?
After you float it off.
And
you get level.
Float them off, put them on
and
there.
Then you let it dry to a certain stage.
Yeah.
Now I figured that.
That's where I screw up on that certain stage.
And when it gets right, then you start and you sprinkle your corn. You just stand outside and you sprinkle your corn. And you start sprinkling that thing. You sprinkle that corn, you get your color just like you want. Well, then you get on the rock.
Then you put a roller right, don't you?
No.
Or do you?
You get on that rock then. And that man sprinkling, he just keeps on sprinkling. Well, he don't ever get off of it. There's another man gets on it then when it gets far enough away so that he won't have to walk back and forth to get that bucket of chips, see? They bring them to you in buckets. And if it takes three men on there, well, that's all right, see? That man outside can walk faster than you can on your chips. So that's what I tell you. You can fuck up the deck by walking. You know what I mean? If you don't know how to walk, then
I've never seen them put that to rather down.
What we all do, we all shop around, go around and see what other people do.
Well, if I will follow that trade, or if I will get a job doing that, I would.
Let me tell you.
I think twice, and then he asked you the third time,
yeah.
Like I done a while ago, and I told that man the third time, and he still didn't understand it, and I began to think he's fixed between the damn eyes,
yeah.
Don't you?
You might as well just go on home. If you got
that man three times I could push that car off and never hurt it, and it wouldn't ride under or over it. He kept thinking he had a little space by that car, and where his tag was, he said, "You'll get in the middle there and ruin my car." I said, "How can I?" Didn't I? Now, he never did understand it, did he? Find the old boy with him and said, "Listen," he says, what do you mean? He said, "The man's going to get in there." He says, "He can't get in there." He says, "They'll explain it to you three full times." And finally, he says, "Well, the only thing I know, we'll try. We'll try. We'll try."
Yeah.
And I just tell him,
tired, Roy.
And I tell him that's the hardest work in the world, trying to explain to somebody that ain't got no sense.
That's right.
Isn't it?
Well,
I was thinking
some guy down up in
the
direction down the road here, and he said, "No, it's that way."
Well, that guy was just bad. I told him, I said, "Get down here." I said, "You turn to the left."
You
I said, "Don't
turn
to your right. Turn to your right. Don't turn to the left." I said, "Cars could be coming. Turn to your right," because he didn't have no clutch on the car. The clutch pedal went to the floor, spring broke. And I didn't have one. The horse was scared to weld it, said it wouldn't hold, which it wouldn't. And I said, "You get down there at 421, turn to your right, go on the shore of the road, and go down the road if you see no cars behind you. Then you flip over."
Yeah.
Got down there, and I told guys, "I said, you stay here, I'm going down and just see what he does." And damn, the seat didn't pull right in front of the damn car down there and went toward Gale anyway.
Yeah.
Went toward Gale.
Yeah. If he'd have turned to the right and went up there toward Peter Martin's a little way, then he'd have seen the road clear behind him, then turn across.
Yeah.
But there's a car just about as far from here of that station wagon, right, Johnny? Which isn't very far.
Mm-mm.
And he went around, shot out across the hill.
That's the rate of speed they run now.
And he didn't stop because the stop sign says stop. If the road was full, then they caught him.
Yeah.
See? But he didn't stop, so I said, "Go on, go on, just go on."
I didn't get a damn dime out of him and all that trouble went to it. I didn't worry about it. We got rid of him, didn't we?
Got rid of him, yeah.
But,
that was
what
the dime
was about. It was $2, but he was worried about it. That guy was.
I had a man this morning helping me bend the steel. On them damn hillsides up there where we bending, you know, you got to raise 8 inches on every step up, you know. So, I had him there bending steel. We come to step up, and then we had to come in.
Mm-hmm.
With a bend. And I couldn't get it through his goddamn head, and he's supposed to know plenty. He's supposed to be smart. I said, that son of a bitch, he's got to be bent. Oh, that lays flat that way, and this way, it's got to be bent this way. He said, no. Take it straight up. I said, no, goddamn it. I said, take it straight up. All right, we're going to bend this song. But a lot of people, they get the goddamn.
Have got mind that's brilliant on one thing.
Uh-huh.
Example, you started out when you were going to school, you know, and you learned agriculture. And you learn that and learn it well. Well, some people will learn something like that, and they're not interested in nothing else in God's green earth except whatever they are doing. Some people have a profession like being a mechanic. They ain't worried about nothing else but that, you know.
Or it said is mechanic.
And,
well, then, Buster, let me ask you this. Why do some people ask your opinion on how to do something? They lay a brick and do this and that, and they turn around and say, you know, that ain't me.
They know more about it than you do.
Well, what do you ask?
Because he's a damn booze, that's why. They'll do it.
Do it in
there. I'll tell you one time, then I can listen. I'll tell you who it was. Edith, around here.
Uh-oh.
She called Patty, she said, Bust, I can't get that old Ford in gear. I said, well, that ain't no surprise to me. I said, didn't I tell you you need a pressure plate to touch in it the other day when me and Jack went up there? Are you sure it's not that little thing y'all was messing with on the side? I said, listen, I said, you had trouble that thing trying to get it in gear even when that thing was working good. And I said, you done put 2-3 pressure plates and clutches in that thing, which it has.
Well, how come they wear them out so quick?
Well, you
riding it?
I think they're riding the foot,
damn foot
on the clutch.
See how quick you wear one.
I think they're riding the foot. I know George does, because I've seen him do it.
Yeah.
And turn around and says he don't do it.
Yeah.
They didn't tell you the pressure plate didn't put it in there, right?
I put in 2. He said it wasn't put in there, right? Get up at a horses, and horse put in 1. Now it's done gone.
And,
he rides it.
He rides them, that's what does.
Well, he keeps his foot.
But yet, whenever you try to.
This way,
but what I'm getting at, I was trying to tell her what was wrong, and she was trying to tell me.
Well, you were wrong.
I was wrong with something else different altogether. I said, well, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. Now, that day, me and Jack done something. What was that, Jack? Somebody said it was one. Oh, yeah.
That little
nigga down here at the mill. Hey, Dan.
How you doing?
All right, and you? No, Jack, the old rambler. That the mill. The nigga says, Mr. Buster, I wish you'd put me in a band on the right-hand rear wheel. It's the right-hand rear. I done jacked up and checked it. Says, you ain't got to worry about it. It's the right rear wheel. So Jack went out here, grabbed it. Jack, excuse me, jacked it up. And I said, wait a minute before we pull that thing off Jack's house. These aren't no ramblers. I said, they're hard to pull down. And let's try it. Cranked that thing and couldn't hear no noise, though. I said, listen, I said, it ain't that wheel. He said, sure.
I told what?
The left thing down, check the other wheel. Jacked the other wheel up, and it was in the left-hand wheel. But yet he had done,
diagnosed
the case, and told us it was in the right-hand wheel, and it was in the left-hand wheel. Ain't that something?
So we put the left one in, and then when we sent Bert to town to get the stuff off, and when Bert come back, they had it. Oh, yeah, they had the stuff. And I had the axle out there and the other bearing beat off of it. And when I dropped the goddamn cone, it just went slam on down and hit the goddamn deck. I didn't drop the bearing. I just dropped the cone and it went slam over the fucking axle just like that and hit the deck. Then Buster, I told him, I said, yeah, load this shit up and go on back to game and get us all we need.
That's
God.
It. Maybe, yeah. Look here, old Rupert.
That's right.
Hey, Rupert Tillman coming in one time, same fellow talking about a while
yeah.
ago. One Saturday morning, he says, Buster, he says, I done checked this thing out. Says, I need a right-hand wheel bearing, back wheel bearing. So I said, okay. Well, I jacked it up, and I didn't even check it. Just, man, I just pulled that thing on out of there, knocked that, had to bust the bearing all the pieces,
yeah.
Get it off of there. Bust the bearing all the pieces, knocked it off there, put his new one on there, strapped it in there. I said, okay, you ready to go? So he paid me. And, now,
come back in about 10 minutes. And I said, what, y'all, something else done? And he says, well, I still got that same noise. I said, well, sometimes, I said, you could accidentally get a bad bearing. I said, I don't know. I got the old jacket jacked up that right-hand side. What's y'all, Henry?
Nothing.
Okay. So he jacked up the right, I jacked up the right-hand side right there. I said, step on the gas. I said, I can't hear nothing wrong with that thing. He said, try it down the road. I let the thing down, try it down the road, and sure enough, I heard a big noise. I said, well, you still got trouble. I said, it's not in that wheel, it's in the oven. So when it come back here and jack the thing on the left-hand wheel and jack it up in the wall of noise, have you heard?
I said, your love. I won't tell about
yeah.
that time.
I said, there wasn't nothing
was
wrong with that right here. He says, Buffy, he says, I want to tell you something. He said the car was facing the other direction whenever I jacked it up. I said, boy, I said, you were smart, weren't you? He said, the car was facing this way whenever I looked at it. I said, that's the best thing I've ever heard. He said, go ahead and get another bearing. He said, go ahead and get another bearing, put it in the side, I'll pay you for it.
This is the end of Channel 1 Right, the Channel 1 Right on Buster's Reel. The end of Channel 1 Right on Buster's Reel, and there's just a few minutes to go. I'm going to repeat this on Channel 1 Over. I'm going to pick this up on Channel 1 Over. This is one of the best parts, several people's second part, and this is one of the finest parts of the tape. And I'll repeat a good bit of this on the other side. This is the end of Channel 1 Over. I beg your pardon. This is the end of Channel 1 Right on this Buster's tape on Wednesday, the 27th of November, 1968, right at Thanksgiving, just the day before Thanksgiving.
We had
a fellow pull right in that the other day.
Yeah.
I didn't have him. He had brake trouble. And he know damn well which.
Thank you, my God. You like the gun.
He knowed exactly what wheels the one was leaking, the one he used to jack it up. None else, just fixed that wheel. So, down, fixed it. See, it wasn't a damn thing wheel wrong with it. The only one on the damn car that wasn't froze up.
Yeah.
So we fixed it. The only wheel he had brakes on, we fixed it. Right. Well, you know, break.
Yeah, we got enough of the other.